Mitchell Stark, the batsman, and Chris Wokes, the bowler. Second last ball, Wokes to Stark. He swings and he gets it on the bounce over cover. And Australia win, it's out to the boundary.
They were too close.
Mitchell Stark is the hero. Australia home with one ball to spare. Winning by 3 wickets. Stephen Smith, the ultimate hero, with yet another century. And Australia remain unbeaten. But what a day's cricket. And what a thrill and a treat for Tasmanian cricket fans. Just the third time Australia have played England here in Hobart, and this one has been a classic.
Hasn't it been a classic? The whole game. And England were going to make 350 at one point. Early England batting was spectacular. It was really of the highest order. The last 10 overs, they would be calm. Great credit to the Australians, and they only made 303. Still a tremendous total, and now this run chase. And Australia were doing it easy. They were brought back, and then they got going again. They were brought back, and then this captain, Stephen Smith, an undefeated 100, and that was the call, wasn't it? A long time ago. If Smith's still there at the end, Australia wins. And so it was. And England had no faith in Babara.
And just to explain what happened off that last ball, Stark produced a way of beating the smother field. He hit the ball hard into the ground,
yep,
and it hopped over the head of short extra cover, hence Carl saying they were in too close.
Yes. And look, as you said, Carl, the last 10 overs, they lost 6 for 59, and it cost them all prospect of taking their total to an unassailable 330 plus tax. And if you look at the batting in itself, they had wonderful opportunities. Alley, 46. Bell, 141. Kept them in the game. Root, fantastic with 69. The Australian bowlers struggled, as all the bowlers have. Even Stark with 10 wickets, I think he had at 84 in his first two games, was expensive. He went for 60. Cummins paid a heavy price today with 74. Sandu, the pick of the bowls, with 249. And Moses Enriquez, I thought, bowled exceptionally well, 1 for 34. And then it became Australia's opportunity. They got off to a flyer. Everyone in the Australian team, with the exception of White, reached at least 30 runs, which tells you what a great surface it was to bat on. Smith got his team home with a century. I thought the captaincy was disappointing because the slower that you bowl, Moses Enriquez proved that, they needed to get Bopara into the game and bowl a few more overs. Alley was the pick for them, 2 for 50. He did a good job. They needed Bopara to bowl a few more, Tim. I thought it was one that just slipped through England's hands. I feel a heavy heart for all England supporters going into the World Cup.